Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Grant and Danny, 106.7. The Fan, our double play at 11:45. During that segment, I'd like to play some audio for you from Jeopardy last night of one of the funnier sports Jeopardy questions that wasn't correctly answered I've heard in a long time. We'll get to that next segment. Games from week three. NFL football, we are going around and breaking them all down. Foxborough, the scene. Texans, Patriots. Houston was game in this matchup. They lost. Patriots surviving 36-33. But Deshaun Watson and the Texans led 10-7 after one. They were down 21-20 at the half. They were down 28-27 after three quarters and then led late in the fourth before Tom Brady made some throws to come back and beat them. Watson goes for 300 yards, a couple touchdowns, a couple picks. Lamar Miller rushes for 56. DeAndre Hopkins goes 7 for 76 to lead the way through the air. And defensively, they did a good job at times on the Patriots. They just couldn't hold them down in the fourth quarter. Tom Brady ultimately, 378 yards and 5 touchdowns.
He was great.
No one in the league has more games of 300 yards, 3 scores, no picks than Brady in the last couple years. By the way, Kirk Cousins, second on that list. Mike Gillisley didn't really touch the ball more than 12 times. Nobody ran it all that effectively for New England, but Brandon Cooks came to life, 131-2. Rob Gronkowski, 89 yards in his score. Chris Hogan, 2 touchdowns, 68 yards. Brady was just pitching and catching.
So they called it a fumble that was returned by Jadeveon Clowney for a touchdown, but to me, should have been an interception to change that little number there. But whatever. Point was, Brady was amazing, especially in the second half. You know what was not amazing? The Miami Dolphins, a golden corral opportunity to be 2-0. To be 2-0 because you're playing the New York Football Jets, who are pack it up, pack it in, let me begin to rebuild. They are tanking and they stink. You lost to the New York Jets for shame. Where's my shame bell? Where's my camera? Bring the damn shame bell. Ridiculous. 11 carries, 16 yards for AJ Ataiye, a.k.a. Jay Ajayi. Ridiculous. Awful. Embarrassing. The Miami Dolphins managed 6 points against the Jets. I would just basically go right back to the facility and start practicing that night.
Their head coach, Adam Gase, after the game, said that their offense is garbage.
He was exactly right. It's garbage that's been shot by like a heated stink ray. It's what an embarrassing, terrible ball game by the Miami Dolphins offense. Their defense was fine, but just the offense just Ken Boned them.
That was maybe the second biggest disappointment of the weekend to see how Miami played. Because the Ravens-Jaguars game, I still think, is number one.
Sure.
Baltimore just didn't make the flight to London. But for Miami to have lost that badly to the Jets didn't make any sense. Speaking of teams from New York, the Giants went over, nearly went to overtime. Wish they went to overtime, I should say. Lost at the Horn to Philadelphia. The Giants didn't score for three quarters, then exploded for 24 fourth quarter points. Eli Manning got his act together. They started to make some plays in the passing game, but it wasn't enough. They were too far behind. A 61-yard field goal at the gun beats the Giants 27-24 for the Eagles, who have just turned to a new kicker. And he was 2-for-3 in the game. Jake Elliott, an Illinois native who played his college ball at Memphis. For Eli, 366-3, also picked off twice in a loss. Sterling Shepard went for a 133 in a score. Odell Beckham had 2 touchdowns. Carson Wentz, pedestrian, 176-1. The Eagles ran the ball a lot more, which I actually liked. A combined 24 attempts for 130 yards for Wendell Smallwood, LeGarrette Blount. Alshon Jeffrey led the way, 4 catches, 56 yards through the air.
Seattle's offense may have figured something out here, Grant. It's that you can't just drop back and have Russell Wilson throw, because that offensive line stinks to such high heaven that he will be annihilated. So they booted him a ton. It was all misdirection. It was this scramble. It was roll out this way, roll out that way. Threw for 373 yards and 4 touchdowns. The problem was Seattle's defense all of a sudden couldn't stop anybody. The Tennessee, I'm from Tennessee. I've been to the internet and rushing attacks with two great running backs. DeMarco Murray and Derrick Henry combined for 170 yards, give or take. Henry had one long play that was just a terrific, terrific run cutting back, making people miss. Rashard Matthews had a long touchdown catch as well. Tennessee shredded an otherwise sound Seattle Seahawks defense. Tennessee's for real, man. That is a good football team right there. Seattle, 1-2, either starting slow or maybe this is finally the bloom coming off the rose.
DeMarco Murray, 75-yard touchdown run is the one you alluded to. You had Rashard Matthews catch a 55-yard touchdown and then a 24-yard score for Jonnu Smith. So it was kind of big plays that they got gashed on, not necessarily the long scoring drives methodically. Bengals-Packers turned into a good game. Green Bay was banged up, injury-riddled, and it didn't matter. They still survived a scare from Cincinnati. It took overtime and heroics from Aaron Rodgers. 27-24 final in the extra stanza. Rodgers, three touchdowns and a pick in a 300-yard game. Andy Dalton looked way better after they made a change at offensive coordinator. 21 of 27, 212 and 2. This is kind of what he needs to be. They also played Joe Mixon a lot more. Maybe that change is good for Joe Mixon fantasy owners. 18 attempts, 62 yards for him. A.J. Green was force-fed the football, 10 for a buck 11. But the Packers got an awesome play in overtime from Geronimo Allison, who went for 122 yards, and a touchdown catch in his first time in the end zone for Green Bay for Lance Kendricks. Rodgers, three scores, also hooked up twice with Jordy Nelson, who had 6 for 52.
Oh, look at the Chargers. You guys want to play? You guys want to play with the big guys? Oh, that is so cute. Kansas City, never in doubt, never in danger. Even though it was a one-score game into the fourth quarter, it was sealed away. Kansas City right now, I think, is the best team in the league. That's spoiler alert for my power rankings tomorrow. They defensively forced Phil Rivers into three turnovers. He was 20 for 40 for 237 yards. Melvin Gordon had a couple nice rushes in this ball game, but was otherwise a non-factor. You couldn't do anything all day, San Diego. So Kansas City just did what they had to do. Just kept running, kept feeding Kareem Hunt, kept doing their mix and match kind of passing game with misdirection. Tyreek Hill had a bunch of catches and yards, 77. Alex Smith continues to check the ball down, but, you know, get yards after the catch. Kansas City is excellent. They are really, really good, and a late touchdown long as they were running out the clock for Kareem Hunt sealed this one. But Kansas City is really, really, really good.
Last night, Cowboys come back in the fourth quarter to beat the Cardinals 28-17. 14-3, they outscore the Cardinals in the fourth quarter. Game was actually tied going into that period. 25-yard touchdown pass from Carson Palmer got it started for Arizona. Dak Prescott had a 10-yard touchdown run. Dez Bryant, a 15-yard touchdown catch. Larry Fitzgerald scored from 15 yards out. But in the fourth quarter, 37-yard hookup Prescott to Bryce Butler. 8-yard run Ezekiel Elliott did the Cardinals in. Carson Palmer, 325 and 2 in the loss. Prescott threw for a buck 83. Ezekiel Elliott rushed for 80. And the star of the game in the loss was Larry Fitzgerald. 13 catches, 149 yards. The 34-year-old is a future Hall of Famer, and he's just a pleasure to watch. I love that guy.
I am a Larry Fitzgerald fan. It's whether it's blocking, whether it's in the slot, whether it's a catch and run, whether it's down the field, I have always loved that player. And the other game of the weekend, I'll just quickly run through it. The Washington Redskins beat the snot out of the Oakland Raiders. They didn't have 100 total yards as a team until a garbage drive in the fourth quarter. As dominant a performance as we have seen this year over a good football team. The Washington Redskins are 2-1.
Possibly the best defensive performance by any team this year, period, by the way. It was that good.
I'm fine to say that.
Now, the Jaguars week one when they had 10 sacks may be more sexy, but in terms of yards allowed, first downs given up, movement.
Quality of opponent.
Right, number of plays across the 50-yard line, those types of things.
Yeah.
What are we talking about here? That was as good as you can play defensively.
It was excellent.
And that is your recap of week three around the NFL a couple days ahead of the start of week number four. The Redskins, one more game, Kansas City, Monday Night Football, and then they get into their bye week. Our double play is next. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. I am going to play a clip that is sports-related for you in the double play.
All right.
I've got some audio from Jeopardy last night of a sports question that was asked that I think is hysterical, and then I want you guys to hear. So that's coming up in the double play. The Beltway Blitz at noon. Charlie Slows on the Nats at 12:45. We're Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.